everybody. Well, tonight is our paranormal night. We'll see how that goes. I know we're going to be talking about healers and what not to be a healer. So we'll get into that in a few minutes here. And it might be an interesting show. Hopefully it's a very interesting one. So today's day today is in June. So we're June 27th, 2014. And if you had any situations during the week, we'll just clear away those emotional energies for you, whatever that might be. It could be a trauma. It could be something else. But normally everything is almost emotional. So give your situation. Clear it away. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Remember, all your emotions come from your past. That is your genetic past lives of your body. It happened yesterday. It happened, 10,000 years ago. Cycling it through a copy and paste experience. So that's how we are here. That's what the dark side does to everybody, is keep you into the mode of recycling your past. Why, when Jesus was here, he did the emotional clearing on people to get rid of their past energy so you can be in the now. Otherwise, you're living in your past. So let's energize the light beam. Here we go. Step on your monitor screen. One, two, bring peace to you. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, so hopefully you're doing great, and I'll turn it over to our co-host here. So I think it's Ann tonight, so, and also Cindy. So I guess Ann will get it first. We'll see. So are you out there, Ann?
I am. Hi, Ron, and hi, Cindy. We're excited about this evening's show. Welcome, everyone. If you're a first-time listener, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Call, and the website is creationlightship.com. There is a fast chat that you can link to from BBS Radio if you have questions or comments. Or even better, you can send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, last week we did a show where we started to talk about what to do if you're a healer. And I thought I'd go over, there are many healings. Cindy, you have the number. How many healings does Ron have on his website?
As of the end of May, there was 558 healing combinations.
Right. It's a lot.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you,
yes.
Ron.
So I do want to be clear that we already talked about a lot of healings, and we'll talk about a lot more tonight. It does not mean that any one person needs all of these healings, but I feel it's valuable to have a little discussion with Ron about them. And then if a certain one strikes you, you'll know if that's the one you need to get rid of your past mess. And maybe, Ron, we could start with you just explaining why it is it's not good to have been a healer, and hopefully none of the people listening are continuing to do healing work. But can you talk about that a little, Ron?
Well, what happens is, when, like on all the shows, we talk about you being activated by what you physically see around you, and that activates your DNA, and then from there you're on the emotional roller coaster ride until you can balance it out, which could happen in this lifetime or may not ever, or it could even kill you. So that's the process, is once it's activated, this is a stored energy inside of you waiting to come up. And once it comes up, like pop goes the weasel, now you're on that particular situation, occurrence, transformation of the energy. So you have to get rid of the energy some way, if you can, and it'll be active until you get rid of it or you're no longer living. So the whole thing is, that's why you don't want to do healings, because you are going in mode of working with people who have a problem with them, okay? So what could that be? That could be somebody maybe who has a bad shoulder, a hurt shoulder, aches and pains, maybe a bladder infection, whatever it is. whatever the person has, if you're attempting to run your spirit energy and or even your body energy into that person, help to balance out their energy. That's what you're actually doing. Can't use source energy because it doesn't exist for you. Your source energy is with you. Can't bring anything in outside of yourself. You can't bring in the light of the darkness. And that can do healings. But it's using you to go through as a conduit. Once you kind of catch on to that, you say, you mean, I bring in this energy, help somebody, you know, I'm doing my mantras and my prayer work and whatever. Now I'm going to do laying on hands. Energy is going through your body, that person, and then what happens? It needs to leave. Is it going to go out of the person into the air around them? More than likely not. It will be directed from you to them and you. Now, do you have any DNA in your body that had maybe a sore throat or a hurt shoulder or kidney infection or whatever else you're going through, a heart condition? Well, maybe you never had that in this lifetime. But it's down there because maybe your parents had it, never got surfaced yet. Or, you know, your grandparents are going back 5,000 years ago. All of a sudden now it gets activated in you because you're running the energy through you. It resonated. And now you're going to start to develop that. Will you get it instantly? Maybe not, but a lot of people who do massage work, they learn very quickly that when they work on somebody, they have that energy brought to them in that similar location. So like a shoulder condition, massage practitioner works on the person's shoulder. The person goes, man, I feel great. Here's my $20. Thank you very much. And walk out the door, and they leave, and you go, man, my shoulder's killing me. Even I must have really taken on a lot of energy from that person. And, you're in the same boat that they were in, possibly. Eventually it goes away, but now it's activated in you. Now you're on that emotional roller coaster ride, physical energy ride of having a shoulder that has a shoulder condition, a problem. And all of a sudden, you now have it. And it can come up and go away and come up and go away, just like everything else that happens to us in this lifetime. And, each time it gets worse, and maybe you get into a car wreck where you actually break your shoulder. And you go, wow, that's really something. Oh, you're going to relate to the guy that you did healing work on, 20 years ago? If he or she had a bad shoulder and you fixed it? Probably won't. You just think, oh, man, this is bad. I got this problem. Well, if you wouldn't have worked on that person, you probably wouldn't have had your car accident, have that situation happening to you. So that's what happens. So that's the main thing why you don't want to become a healer. And, you are bringing the energy into yourself, regardless of what you're doing. So your body will take it in because you have a spirit with your body. And the spirit looks out of your eyes can also try to put some of its energy in there. I imagine you could probably request that, but then you're going to be wounding your spirit too. So bottom line is, if you can possibly not do that, don't. And you all know if you shake somebody's hand, you might feel that icky energy from somebody. Oh, well, I got slimed. Well, it's the same thing as being a healer. You put your hand out to shake somebody's hand, and you're actually doing a healing on them because you took away the residue from their hand. This is like a no-brainer. I should be talking to, first graders here as I'm, telling you about this here. If this is brand new to you, then you better wake up and, maybe go back to kindergarten and realize, man, there's a lot that I don't know here. And naturally, the people who are teaching all this stuff to people, the head practitioners, the practitioner master person, will normally tell you that, yeah, you can get rid of the energy. You can, do the jig, shake your hand, roll around in a circle, take a shower, wash your hands off. No, it doesn't. Once you activate the DNA, it's activated. And you may not notice it right off the get-go, but you will have a situation with it, especially if you have more than one person having that situation. So that's why you don't want to be a healer. The next question would be, well, gee, Ron, you got all these healings on your site and all the energy goes through you. Why aren't you dead yet? Well, I don't have DNA activated in my body to have it stick to me. That's the only difference. And I bilocate the source all the time. So I'm not like you. And for myself, it's that's kind of good. So I can do these things for people. That's the only difference, is that I'm able to be a light being and go back to source continuously to get the stuff taken away from me. Otherwise, I'd be dead too. So that's the skinny. Any other information that we want to do for people or give them?
Ron, we do have, luckily for anyone, for all of us listening, there is help through doing the Creation Lightship healings, and that's what we want to talk about tonight. In the meantime, though, Ron, we have a caller on the line. Is that okay? May we take a call from a listener?
Sure.
Okay.
As long as the call's, relating to what we're talking about. Yeah, that's great.
Great, okay.
Or paranormal would be fine, too.
Okay. Is there a caller on the line with us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hi.
Hello. Oh, hi.
Go right ahead. You're on the line.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is Jane. I'm in New York. And I had one question for you, Ron, if you would, please. I'm going to tell some friends and family that I have listened to you, and they're going to react in a certain way, and I wonder if you have any advice for a reaction that is typical for a person that is not aware of this stuff yet,
Yeah, the first thing to do, if you're not seeing them tonight or tomorrow, then do the 2,000-year barcode, and that will help to get them awakened more so they can hear more truth. So that barcode is put on everybody 2,000 years ago, and it keeps probably having more energy brought to it, from then to now. But basically it was to keep people numbed out. They could not understand or hear the truth. That's the whole thing. And then the other side of the coin, like I always tell people, it's almost impossible to change somebody's belief system, because they've probably had it for, 50 to 100,000 years, passed into their genetics. So just trying to give them something new that's them brand new out of the box, and they may want to have reference on it, like, where's the past history of this here? I should be able to look it up on the Internet and see what you're talking about. It should be up there, if it's so good, for a long, long time, 20, 30, 50 years. Like everything else is out there, they won't find it. So the best thing to do is just teach them the mind of heart drop and maybe how to increase their life force energy. But the mind of heart drop will put them in peace. And that is probably the easiest way to help someone out that may not understand. As far as talking about aliens and everything else that we get into and mind control stuff, you could just reference the movies that are out there, asking what they think of it. A lot of people might just think they're a big joke. Wow, this is really cool, but I don't believe it, But they have a little bit of intelligence, and they're not too brainwashed by old belief systems. They'll start to catch on a little bit. They may start to understand that what we're trying to bring forward here is what's happening. So 2,000 barcode is really critical.
Okay, that sounds really great. And thanks for that answer. And, the topic is, the show is very interesting because I hurt my shoulder real bad a while ago. But, so it's really, good show, and I'll keep listening, okay?
Okay, well,
great,
since you have a hurt shoulder, I'll do an energy, a quick healing for you, or energy transfer, whatever word you may want to use there. Sometimes that energy transfer, people can kind of like think of that as like, wow, I'm going to have some energy transferred to me. So that might be one way to kind of break the ice. So what I'll do now is, everybody out there, you probably all had your shoulder hit or hurt or something somewhere. So whenever I do these healings for people, like when Jay called in here, he has a condition, a problem. So everybody else has the same thing. So I like to always focus on the whole audience with that similar situation. Otherwise, it'll sound like I'm just working on one person only. which is not the case, because I can do many at one time. And, you know, that way you're all going to benefit by a caller calling in. So here we go. Is it your left shoulder or right shoulder?
My left.
Left, okay, here we go. Left shoulder. And then I'll do the right one, too, for everybody. So work on the left one first. First thing is take out entities. Remember, if you have any pain in your shoulder, then entities will come in. They want to get that energy from you so they can live. So you become a host. So here we go. Taking away entities, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. And now we're going to focus on some timelines that you could be attached to if you do have pain or a shoulder condition problem. So here we go. First timeline, one release, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. And that's some timelines being released where you replicated on. And now we're going to just work with the pain energy. So normally you'd work with pain first because that's what the person's complaining about normally. Typically you're going to have pain. Otherwise you'd feel fine. So here we go, pain release. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, there we go, pain release. How's your shoulder feeling?
Much better. You know, I could feel it physically at that moment change.
Okay. You know, I don't know what clearing to do, you know, to have you do. I would highly recommend maybe the timeline one. Get off of those timelines with the shoulder condition.
Okay.
That's what I would do. You know, do it for a week. You know, just I've been shoulder and just keep crashing those timelines. If it's bad condition, whatever that would mean to you or to the listening audience, I'd say a bad condition, I would probably do 500 timelines. If it's, you know, like a mediocre one where, you know, it doesn't hurt a whole lot, you know, maybe do, 50 to 100. But do it until you start feeling some relief and then do more after that. And then also entities are a big one. But if you get off the timelines where the pain is, then the entities probably won't attach to you, but they could still be in your body waiting. But, you know, for the quick fix, I'd say just do the timeline crashing and then evaluate where you are. So I'm going to do the other shoulder for everybody. So here we go, right shoulder. And what did we do first? We did entities. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There, that feels pretty good to me. And timelines, I think we did next. Is that correct, ladies?
Yes, I believe
so. Timelines. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And now we'll do, let's see here. We did pain right now. Is that what we did? Number three?
I think so. Yes, Ron.
Okay, pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Somebody else out there has some pain there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. So somebody out there has more pain than you do, Jay, in the right shoulder. They want to do the same process. And now we'll, guess that's it, huh?
Yes, very peaceful now. You know, definitely. That feels really nice and peaceful.
and notice normally, since your body has the same parts on both sides, we'll say, right, you may want to do the other side of your body the same way. That's a possibility, too. For, like, a shoulder problem, you want to concentrate on, like, your left shoulder or the right shoulder on timeline crashes. Don't just say shoulder because you want to concentrate on what the problem is, okay? So or like left big toe or something like that. Anyway, so thank you for calling, and hope to see you back in October at the Expo if you're going to be in New York there. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay. Good night.
Yeah, good night.
Ron, thanks so much for those clearings. We have a note here in the chat that, well, thanks, Ron. That cleared an old injury since I was a teenager. So anyone else want to share their testimonial, clsquestions@yahoo.com. We'd be glad to read your email or put it in the chat. Well, Ron, with the healings that you were doing, that reminded me of courting also, and we have a question from the last Wednesday's chat. The question is, if I stay in the now, does that mean all the patients I've touched in the last or past 40 years can't cord me?
You have to go back to each day that you were touching somebody to get rid of the energy of cording. So it's still with you. You may not be living the energy right now, but, you know, physically thinking about cordings or something, but the energy is still with you. So what you are is like a big sponge, and your past will have that reality attached to it. So, you know, you'd have to clear yourself out completely from when that first started to now. That could maybe be kind of overwhelming, but you can go into the whole lifetime cording clearing, and that could help you out a lot. Do that, and then maybe after you do it, you know, get the unlimited, but see if you have any people's faces coming to you that you have seen in the past, maybe as being a nurse or a doctor or something. That person's face comes up for you as you're scanning your past reality, then you know that they really gave you a big whammy, so you want to get them off of you. Then concentrate on that particular person to get that cord released. As you might be dealing with somebody, I think they said 20 years. Let's just say that 15 years ago, to pick a different number, you were a nurse and working, you know, with people, and a person liked you, and you had a nice smile. Maybe they wanted to date you or something or whatever, but they liked you a lot. And you were giving them comfort. And then maybe somehow they moved, they felt great, they moved and they died. Now that emotional body will remember how nice you were, how nice you looked, the person wanted to date you or something. I'm just going into this to kind of draw a little scenario here. Now the emotional body is looking for you and it found you. Now it's attached to you. And maybe the person, you know, died of a situation, an illness that they had when you were working with them, and that emotional body can bring that illness right to you. So that means that you could have energy, even if you got rid of all of it. An emotional body is contaminated, and it will, or has a virus, we'll say, and that can bring that contamination, that virus, that out of balance energy right to you, come into your body, and give it to you. So you can see how clever the dark side is when they use these energetic bodies. What's supposed to happen is when your physical body dies and the invisible bodies that we talk about all the time would automatically go back to the earth spirit, and the earth spirit would deal with the energy, neutralize it, okay, and probably absorb it back into itself after it's neutralized because it created it. But because the dark side severed that connection, is now not allowing that to happen and wants it, bodies to now be floating around to attach to people. And at that point, now this is what happens. So, you know, that's why you want to get rid of the energies. And so even though you could be cleared of something, that emotional body could hop back into you. So what you could do is very possibly, you know, if you happen to have maybe some of your school annuals, okay? You might be that type of person that maybe saved all of your you know, high school or maybe junior high annuals or college annuals, if that was the case, or whatever. I just go through that book, since you're seeing these people typically daily. I'm sure not all of them, because, you know, you have different classes, and I don't see everybody in the school, but very possibly you might go through that and look at the people's faces. And the ones that pop out at you, very possibly they're courted to you. Oh, and are they living now? And do you think about that person, you see? Oh, you may want to look at that and say, ah, wait a minute. Oh, this person I used to like to play maybe baseball with, you know, when we had our you know, recesses. And, yeah, I remember them. And, you know, they could be long gone by now, you know, in the bone orchard. But aside from that, you know, they could be hopping into you because they liked you. You're good friends. So look at that. You know, look at the old pictures. And also, you know, a lot of people have pictures of their relatives. Look at those pictures. And, you know, if you have pictures of your relatives and you, all of a sudden you pick one of them out, and there's Sally looking at you with a smile, and you go, oh, God, she has to be attached to me. I can feel it now. Before, maybe you didn't really realize it. And now you can get rid of the cording of that person and that emotional body. Let's see if they're not living. And emotional bodies can and do body hop, okay, in living people, too. So a person could be living, that emotional body can body hop. It doesn't happen too often, but that is a possibility. Oh, that's you, ladies.
Ron, when you were talking about the courting, whole life courting, clearing, were you speaking about the energetic people courting, really?
That's that one, energetic people courting, yeah.
Okay, that's great. I went into search at createmychip.com and put in courting, and there are 38 combinations of courting clearings, and Ron just clarified that he was speaking about the energetic people courting release. So there was a question in the chat about that, too. Well, Ron, would you be able to do a courting clearing for us that wouldn't be too heavy for you?
Well, yeah, you just pick somebody. Okay, I don't know what to do. Courting, let's see here. Okay, what could, okay, if you think of somebody, you're courting them, okay? Well, that's an automatic thing. What would be something that could be scary to you to have somebody court you? So let's look at, police, okay? So everybody listening very possibly have been given some type of ticket, okay? So I'm just taking this because you don't get a policeman pulling you over daily, okay? At least
right.
I hope not. So, you know. Yeah.
Oh,
anyway, so, you know, and I'm sure everybody, you know, can think of possibly that, yeah, I was speeding, or, oh, I didn't do anything wrong and I got pulled over. Whatever it is makes no difference. But, you know, we're going to release that energetic cord because it happened. Also, what happens is that the energetic cord can be very, very strong, maybe larger in diameter. I guess I could use that term. May not be correct, but we'll just keep it simple like this here. The more trauma you've had, the bigger that cord is going to be. Okay? So here we go. So think of that policeman that pulled you over, gave you a ticket or whatever they did. And that doesn't happen that often. And we will release it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So Think of that policeman now, and it should be pretty distant to you as you're released now from the energy of that person. So we'll just see how that plays out for all of you. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Yeah.
Ann, did you have something to add?
No, unless, did you want to talk more about the courtings?
Sure.
I can just say one other one. I would just say, wanted to add one thing about the courting, which is I only did that healing recently, and as soon as I put it on, I felt like I lost 10 pounds. So it really is an amazing healing. So go ahead, Cindy.
Wow.
And also, I'll just say, what body are you courting, you see? Normally you think of the physical body, but maybe some way it's going into another energetic body that you're being courted into, which you don't know anything about. But you are courting body. Maybe you're courting somebody's mental body. Maybe you're courting somebody's sensory body. What would you be courting? Let's just say that you go to one of these expos, right? And you always wanted to be a psychic reader. And you knew you had this talent for it. And so you walk in and you look around and you see a reader with, you know, 20 people standing in line in front of them. And the reader's going to tell them what timeline they're on and that they're really fixed on that timeline and even probably create one for them, you know, to make them worse off than what they are now. But aside from that, that's what actually physically happens, and they may get the right information. But forgetting that, so you want to now be a reader. Now, what body are you going to be courting that reader when you see that person? Wow, man, they're making all this money, man. They're getting like $200 an hour for readings, and I should be there doing this. I have this talent. I know I do, you know? So you're going to be probably courting maybe their empathic body, right, their sensory body. And normally you'd just be thinking of the emotional body or their physical body, but you're courting other bodies. Now, is their body contaminated? Remember, they're doing all these readings. There's 20 people in line. So all of a sudden, you could be dealing with, by courting them, because you're envious, you could be dealing with, you know, 10,000 energies that are attached to that particular body that reader is using. Now you have it all on yourself. Well, I still can't do a reading, but, you attach to that energetic, maybe sensory body or empathic body. Oh, see what kind of comments we're getting on that one. Back to you, ladies.
Well, it sure brings up a whole new description or definition for baggage, the way that you put that. Wow.
That's right.
Thank you for sharing that.
Right.
Well, I wanted to mention that we do have the special weekly conference calls. And the Tuesday call is about courting. So it's probably over an hour of healings that Ron does. Is there information you'd like to share about the Tuesday calls, Ron?
Yeah, the Tuesday call is for energetic courting. So when I first started doing these, I would look at different body locations and like liver or, you know, skin or something. And we would, you know, release cords there. Then from there, I thought, well, gee, the people may have their own situation, and I'm not even addressing that. So I might start off with a couple of them, but then from there we go on to the person themselves on the call is now responsible for requesting where they want the energetic cords released. So that way you're definitely having what you want. So if you have one situation going on with an energetic cord, automatically you can request that for each time we do a clearing, and may have a lot of relief. Well, back to you, ladies.
Excellent. Excellent. And you were talking about last week's call when there was in-depth discussion, what can a healer do? And I was looking at the cording options, and at the top there's the crown chakra alien cording disconnection. And I just think about back when I was a healer and other healers, the chakras were important, but the crown chakra was supposedly so important to open up. So open up for receiving the healing energy. So, Ron, can you talk a little bit about that crown chakra alien cording disconnection?
Yeah, you want to have your crown chakra cut down completely. So the aliens won't come into you. Oh. Remember, we're living in an alien world here, an alien mind energy, mind control programs, everything else. And that gets attached to you through your crown chakra. That's your universal consciousness, whatever word you want to use there. There's many words. They may call it the oneness energy now. You know, everything that you can think of that's in the land of the light of the darkness that we live in, which is thought, which is mind, everything is connected from all those energies, left of consciousness, to your crown chakra, and that's how they come into you. If you want to be an open vessel to be energetically attached, connected, mind controlled and everything else, then you want to have your crown chakra open to have that done for you. I would think most people would say, well, I think I'm going to run and not walk away from this here. And so that's why you want to disconnect yourself, not open up your crown chakra. Well, the information out there is wonderful. The aliens gave you all the information to keep it open because they want to attach to you. Close down your crown. I'll do that right now for everybody. And you're going to feel very peaceful, very self-contained. So here we go, closing down your crown chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, it's closed. You're going to find yourself like, wow, if you were using it somehow, you maybe view outside of your body, kind of like your third eye. You might feel like you lost a lot of information coming to you only because you're tapping into mass mind. That's where aliens want you to live, so they can control you. So you want to become your own unit, your own, like, sovereign person, so that we're not controlled by anything other than the way you want to run your life. These things do come into your crown. They can attach to you. They can take you into the beyondo because you're allowing them to do that. And there's a lot of metaphysical books out there, maybe thousands, that talk about the chakras. And they'll all tell you probably, more than likely, leave your crown chakra open. That's one of your energy vortexes. That connects you to whatever. They may use the word source or whatever's out there. And that's just the aliens writing that book through somebody that might be very well known, not knowing that they're channeling the aliens. They think they're channeling their higher self. Should probably be an alien anyway, because you all have it with you. It's never leaves you unless you kick it out of your body, which is your own spirit. You could use the word soul, because that's really kind of what it is, because your spirit, what I use the term on as spirit, is the uncorrupted part of you. As you've been here, they created a soul with the same name as spirit, and the soul is the one that has all these hardships and duality attached to it and is not whole and complete. Contaminated. So the soul is a contaminated spirit because it's full of darkness and it's been here for a long, long time. That's why when you do clearings on yourself, if you talk about the emotional body, that one first, that cleans out your spirit too. Whatever clearing you do on the website cleans your body out and your spirit. So all of a sudden, that's why your eyes become brighter. And you start doing clearings, your eyes are brighter and brighter, clearer, maybe have more depth in them. That's the reason, because you are running more spirit energy. And the soul energy that you used to have, that darkness, the cloudy vision, the glassed over eyes, that starts to leave you. So you're uncontaminating, the stuff, the baggage, in your spirit, in your soul, and you become more spirit. That's you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. So much wonderful information tonight. We have quite a few comments on the fast chat. I thought I would read you about healing. Someone said they just left working in the hospital. Someone else said no longer nursing, close call. Someone said I'm working as a nurse's aide, giving someone a bed bath that's had a stroke. Does that activate DNA, same as doing healing work? So I guess we have a couple of people on our fast chat that have worked in hospitals. And you know,
yeah, so once you see anything with your eyes, it doesn't matter if you're doing it by giving a person a bath. If you saw that same scenario on TV, will still attach to you. Now, since you're there physically and you're giving the person a bath, you're actually connecting to their field directly. So, some type of clearing, if you can, to get rid of the energy. It could be an energetic cording. What body of yours is contaminated, okay, when this energy comes in? Remember, energetic bodies get filled up and they get like all full of gunk and icky, you know, like an old sponge. And that old sponge now is reeking out all this stuff. And then it goes into your body. So that's the way you got to look at it. So figure out what body using when this is happening. May not be able to even know what body it is, but you know, if you get into the present moment, you'll be able to get a clue of what body you need to clean out as it got contaminated, you know, workspace. Once you clean that body out, then your physical body will also get cleaned out. I won't say it'll get rid of the DNA, at least you got a clue on it. But what you might want to do is go into timeline crashing. And you want to get yourself get off all these timelines where you're actually giving people a bath. What are you doing? You're cleaning their energetic body also. So you're actually doing a lot for them, but that can get transferred into you. So you want to get off of those timelines where you're becoming, you know, that type of practitioner or... there's a word that I would want to use here. I don't know. You're discontaminating. You want to decontaminate yourself, that experience, okay, what you're doing of that person. So by giving them a bath, you're taking away, you know, what comes out of the skin because you're cleaning them. That energy itself has stuff to it. No? Oh, you know, you go a lot of different directions here. Do you have any ideas, Cindy or Ann, about that?
Well, I guess there are just so many different ways we could have been attached to. I was also, you know, wanting to talk about the signs and symbols healing, Ron, and how that might play into having been touching people or doing energy work on people and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, the signs and symbols, looking at it a little differently. Let's just say that you just came from, or the person that you were seeing, you know, maybe on the subway or something, or at your office, you know. I'm going a little sideways with this here, but maybe they just came from mass, okay, or whatever, and they came back, you know, work, and they went to a church service or something where they had to use signs and symbols. And from there, they're now energized with that. So let's just look at a person that goes to church. I'll just kind of elaborate on this a little bit. So right away, you go into the church, and what do you see? You see the picture of Jesus on a cross, okay? Well, that has its own energy to it. So all of a sudden, that might, you know, affect that person that went to church. I'm not saying that you did, but it affected your buddy, okay? And so right away, you have all that residual energy of death on a cross, okay? Possibly torture, pain, the people's energies that were connected to the body. Okay, feeling sorry or that they betrayed that person. You can go on, you know, all different ways, but basically they're bringing in death okay? And the death is pretty awful to be nailed to the cross or be attached to it. So, all of a sudden they come in, and you say, where did you come from? They go, I just came from church. You know, we sang some songs, and, you know, they don't tell you about the death energy that they're bringing in with them because they're used to being in death from that symbol, okay, or the picture, whatever, or, you know, the figurine. And now you shake their hand or give them a hug. You just got transferred that energy to you, signs and symbols, okay? That's what it basically would be, and or objects, right? Because that would be kind of lumped together in that. Or even like even the media one could possibly be used for that too. So now you got slimed, somebody else. They did something known to you. Well, back to you, ladies.
Well, Ron, thanks so much for that explanation. When we were talking about the different types of courting, that brought up the religious indoctrination. And that could be signs and symbols too, but here we have religion indoctrination, and that could tie into being a healer. So I have not looked at that clearing, Ron. What does that entail, or how does that help us?
Well,
the religion indoctrination.
Well, what that does, it takes away whatever you believed in, okay? Or you didn't believe in it, you know. I would guess most people are possibly baptized, you know, about 6 months after they're born or something. So you really had no free choice into that, and you got indoctrinated by being baptized, by being put in water. What does that mean? What energies are being transmitted to by the aliens into that water when they're doing this here? What are they chanting? What are they talking about? And everything else. So there's always the hidden agenda, which is not on the surface. And so you necessarily didn't agree to it, but it happened to you. And when it happened to you, now you have all that energy from that. Whether you didn't go to church or not, you still have that with you. And it's the mindset of that particular, maybe a priest or minister or rabbi or whatever. I don't know if they baptize in the Jewish religions, you know, but you circumcise, okay. So what does that mean? Oh, that's another scenario. I remember, I'll go sideways here, but when I was back in New York, I was with a couple of my Jewish friends back there, and they were talking about different things going on, all the different rules and laws that they had, and this is the Orthodox part of that. So they said, you know, we just had a thing in the newspaper where Rabbi is being sued as gave the child syphilis. I went, what? And so somehow, I believe what they said, but I won't swear to this here, but they said that the rabbi used his teeth to do the circumcision. I kind of like, you know, winched a little bit, you know. And anyway, I won't go into that any further, but that's supposed to be true, and that was back in New York. I don't know when it was. Probably, if we were to pick a date, I'd say maybe like 2008 or something. So, but anyway, what kind of energy is in there of doing anything when you're too young to know and you're very vulnerable and your spirit's fully with you? They're really stealing your spirit as you're vulnerable and your spirit can be taken. Oh, that's you, ladies.
Okay, well, that was disgusting, but interesting, Ron. Thank you. I was like holding my breath.
Could we have a sample of that?
Yeah, Viv.
Ron, would you be able to do a sample of the religion indoctrination clearing for us on just one aspect that you talked about?
Yeah, I was hoping it would be that one. Here we go. Oh, let's look at one of your situations that you may have had that you know nothing about. You know, taking away the energy. So, and that's just too, like a little blanket one here because it's hard to focus on one particular thing. So, here we go. So, releasing this energy. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And also what happens, I'll go a little further. All of a sudden, you know, you're maybe watching TV and you hear a knock on your door. I won't say what group does this, but you hear a knock on your door. I know there's a couple of them. And you open the door and there's a couple of people there. And they normally come in pairs, sometimes more, and they're holding their literature. And they ask you a few questions, and you go, well, maybe not today or something, right? And then you close the door. They go, oh, that person's going to be going to hell. They don't believe in Jesus or whatever it would be, right? And so now they did a curse on you. Oh, that's part of religious indoctrination. And it's also the dark side practitioners and the curses, sex, and spell clearing. Oh, think of that one. What are they thinking when they leave your front? Oh, back to you, ladies. We've got a couple minutes left here.
Well, thank you so much, Ron, for that. And I think of having been raised Catholic, a lot of memorization, because I went to Catholic school and there was a whole class, you know, a whole part of every day devoted to learning about the Catholic Church, and there's a lot of memorization. And that'll come back to me if I hear something like a hymn, if it comes on TV or Christmas songs and all, I'm reminded of how much memorization I used to do as a little girl. And I hopefully it's not still in there, but it probably is, right?
Yeah, I would. It has to be in there if it comes up, yeah. So you want to do probably a bunch of timeline crashes on it because you had it happen to you more than one time, and keep doing those until a song or whatever it comes up, is neutralized, so you just don't get connected or tied into it. It's just, remember, words are what's catching you. Remember, you have keywords. Now you have keywords according to a song or something. And from there, you want to get the keywords broken down, letters. Then it won't have that much of a meaning for you.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Ron. You know, just one more thing I guess I would say is that what you reminded me of, I was speaking to someone today, and she did say that I could share this, but she has a friend who does Reiki, and she told her that, don't worry, I'm doing Reiki on you every morning. And I think a lot of people that do, it's similar to what you said about people knocking on the door, and people do these healing modalities, and they think they're doing you a favor. So I feel like if you know people even that are doing these kind of things, you need to clear yourself of them.
If you can, yeah. I've heard of people charging like, I don't know, maybe $500 a year, and you pay it once, and then every day they put you into their prayer circle. Oh, they're doing all this mojo on you. Oh, you want to be careful of that also. You don't know what they're doing, but they're courting you and connecting to you. I'm trying to think here. I know we're running out of time, but let's just say your name is, I don't know, George, just George, okay? So your name is George. Well, if you went in and you did your natal chart every day, talking out loud here, got rid of the name George. Now, years ago, you paid a practitioner the $500 a year. Maybe you did it for 10 years. And they said, well, you got the bonus. You paid for 10 years. Now you're on it forever. Now it's all free to you. Oh, gee, many, you know? And so if you did, if they only know you as George, okay, and you cleared out your name George, all the letters and vowels and things, and see your picture, and they don't remember your voice, okay, at that point, very possibly, they cannot energetically find you. And so I'll do some thinking on this here. How do you become invisible to somebody who wants to connect to you? Name is the first thing.
Ron, that would be so wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, probably go down the same list and read the name of all these people out loud, okay? If you could put your name by doing that natal chart clearing, it might be a big help. I'm just talking out loud, like I said. We'll see what happens. So, and I think our show is coming to a little close here. I might be able to go over slightly, I think, since today is Friday, but let's see what BBS says, but maybe go over 5 minutes possibly. So what do you guys think? Another topic that everybody's probably involved with, you know, especially if you got excommunicated. Oh, and all of a sudden that the church people, you know, you look where you used to sit at church and you're not there and they think about you first couple months or so and you're getting all these energetic attacks because you're not in that seat. Or they think, well, this person, sinned, and now we're going to put him in our prayer circle because, you know, they had two beers and we caught him. Something like that. And, that might be one way to do that. I don't know. What do you ladies think?
Well, I think if you could figure out a way to help us with that, Ron, it would be wonderful because mindset that clearing, if you're able to do it, also help us with, courting to disconnect from energetic cording.
Yeah, the cordings could do that too, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to look at other ways. Because if they're just reading your name, they never saw you before in your life. Just send them a check once a year. That's kind of what I'm looking at, right?
Right, right.
Be in their prayer circle to give you good vibes, you know. Then they didn't know your face or your picture, and just your name, if you just clean your out under the, you know, it'll chart clearing to put your name in there all the time. Your name does not resonate with you, then they probably would not be able to connect with you. Oh.
Great.
I want to listen to this show tomorrow on an archive and see if you can pick up on it. We went into different areas there. I want to fast forward the almost the you know, circumcision thing, you know. I mean,
it's funny, but it's not.
I know. Well, and I want to just remind everyone that, of course, we have a show tomorrow at 7, and it's Saturday night on the Lightship, so it's a wonderful opportunity to really experience a physical healing, so I hope everyone can join us.
Okay, so I guess we can close here, so thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Hopefully enjoyed the show. Send your comments to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and maybe we could take off from one of these topics tonight. The whole thing is how we can help you, you know. And, you know, like what happens is you may hear the show five times, and the sixth time we're talking the same issue, you get that aha. If you have some ahas tonight, that could help other people. So this is kind of how, you know, I like to run the shows. That's why we have co-host on to kind of give it a different twist. So that you're getting more information. So that's basically it. So just send your questions or, hey, man, I really like that, and I'm doing this here now, and it's helping, you know, something like that. Anyway, blessings, everybody. Thank you, and we'll see you later. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Bye.